first results from the JWST Early Release Science Program Q3D. Turbulent times in the life of a $Z/SIM$3 extremely red quasar revealed by NIR Spec IFU, by Dominika Wilalek et al. Extremely red quasars, with bolometric luminosities exceeding 10 to the power of 47 erg/s1, are a fascinating high redshift population that is absent in the local universe. They are the best candidates for supermassive black holes accreting at rates at or above the Eddington limit, and they are associated with the most rapid and powerful outflows of ionized gas known to date. They are also hosted by massive galaxies. Here we present the first integral field unit, IFU, observations of a high redshift quasar obtained by the near-infrared spectrograph, NIR Spec, on board the James Webb Space Telescope, JWST, which targeted SDSS J16520.2.64+172852.3, an extremely red quasar at Z equals 2.94. JWST observations reveal extended ionized gas, as traced by OIII Lambda 5007 in the host galaxy of the quasar, its outflow, and the circumgalactic medium. The complex morphology and kinematics imply that the quasar resides in a very dense environment with several interacting companion galaxies within projected distances of 10 to 15 kpc. The high density of the environment and the large velocities of the companion galaxies suggest that this system may represent the core of a forming cluster of galaxies. The system is a good candidate for a merger of two or more dark matter halos, each with a mass of a few 10 to the power of 13 msunin traces potentially one of the densest knots at Z approximately 3. This was first results from the JWST Early Release Science Program Q3D. Turbulent times in the life of a $Z/SIM$3 extremely red quasar revealed by NIR Spec IFU, by Dominika Wilalek et al.